What up, what up? World Hockey Report with Cody Jansen. Coming to you on Friday, December 29th. Another big day in hockey. It's been a crazy week, just packed full. Starts at 8 in the morning, goes until about 11:30 at night or so. I think that's when the Flame Sharks wrapped up last night. Hockey fans dream. World Juniors has been going on. It's in full swing. There's been upsets, some embarrassing crowds, even rink rats. Yeah, the guys who put the nets on, they're getting pucks shot at their head. Crazy. Kids playing hockey, I guess. Give them a little bit of a break. Also, Spengler Cup going on over in Europe there. The two national teams are dominating to no surprise. But wanting a year to compete against a subpar World Juniors hasn't really been that exciting. The Euro hockey, though, it's definitely been keeping up. Not as many upsets. You know what? A huge one last night in the World Juniors. We'll get to that later. NHL full swing. Some guys, a couple of players to watch. Bunch of injuries in the National Hockey League. Guys are going on the IR. Kind of scary for those teams looking to make a second half push. Or even a playoff push here. We're getting about that time. And of course, we'll check the social media. What's trending? That's all to come. World Hockey Report with Cody Jansen starts now. The big story this week in the World Juniors, biggest thing going on right now in the hockey world, a crazy upset yesterday. Slovakia takes down the Americans 3-2 on home soil. It was a great game. 1-1 in the third period. Slovakia gets the lead under 5 minutes to go. Casey Mittelstadt, the University of Minnesota product, incredible goal to tie it up. Backhand toe drag, undress the goalie. Tucks it home while flying in midair. Thought he just saved their tournament there. Tied it up at 2-2. Then Buček off Slovakia walked around the Americans. You gotta check out this video. Go on Twitter and look it up. World Hockey Report. That's World Hockey RPT on Twitter. Yeah, it's on there. Buček, the Slovakian forward, walks around, I kid you not, 5 Americans. Fakes out the goalie, goes behind the net, wraps it around. And Joseph Wohl, the American netminder, makes an incredible save. Keeps it on the goal line. But he gets his rebound back. Tucks it home 5-hole. Nuts. Incredible goal. That was under 2 minutes to go. Maybe a minute 30 or so. Ridiculous. Puts Slovakia up 3-2. They hold on from there. Crazy upset. I don't think anyone is expecting it. Going into the game, I was even making fun of all those people betting. I think they had USA by 4.5, or the spread is 4.5. I was like, wow, make money. Put a couple of paychecks on that one. Good thing I didn't. That would have been bad. Real bad. Slovakia takes that 3-2. Definitely the story of the week. But even to start off the tournament, little upset. The Czechs upset the Russians on opening day. I don't know. I called it before the tournament. I said, I'm not a fan of that Russian roster. They might seem a little bit overrated. And maybe I was right. They had trouble with Switzerland the other day. Tied 2-2 in the third. With Switzerland? Yeah. I don't know. The Russians just don't have that drive. They don't have that star player. Svechnikov playing under 10 minutes a game for them. Supposed to be their star. I don't know. I don't think he's going to be a top 3 pick. Not sold on that at all. I like Brady Tkachuk from the States. He's having a good tournament. He's impressing, turning some heads. And especially how his brother, Matthew Tkachuk, playing in Calgary. I think that's got to up Brady's stakes a little bit, doesn't it? For the draft, I mean, Dahlin's going number 1. That Swedish kid's been playing awesome, the Swedes. Number 1 in Pool B. They're undefeated, 2-0 so far. They're looking good. But number 2 in the draft. I mean, we won't get too much into this. Still 6 months away or so. But Brady Tkachuk, he's making a name for himself. It's always good to see. Pretty impressive. Before this, I thought the Americans were the clear favorites. You know, home soil. A lot of good potential prospects out there. They got guys Yamamoto, Mittelstadt, 2 returning goaltenders, who could arguably been the top of the tournament. Wohl's performance there yesterday, definitely not a top-end goalie like there. But he's still having a good season at BC, I believe it is. They got Andre backing up. They're playing the Canadiens today. Outdoor game. Recording a little bit before, so when you're hearing this, it probably will be over. Or still going on. But hey, definitely going to be tuning into that one. First ever World Junior game outdoors. Canadiens, Americans. What bigger rivalry? The only thing, if I got to pick one bad about this schedule, the Canadiens don't play on New Year's Eve. That's always when the Canadiens play. That's just a day set. The biggest game of the tournament, always on New Year's Eve there. Yeah. Why? Why not? Why do they have to do it on the 29th? I don't know. Whoever chose that schedule, though, shake my head. Not sure why. Not too sure why they didn't do that. But, whatever. A little Friday fun day here. When's it too early to get in one? You know what? New Year's Eve is coming up. Probably got the weekend off. Almost done work. Hey, happy Friday to all of you. Getting through another work week. Hope you had some big plans for the weekend. I know I'll be watching hockey. Nothing to it. Enjoying my nice comfy spot on the couch. Cracking a couple of cold ones. Just enjoying the game. So much going on. World Juniors, Spengler Cup, National Hockey League. But in those World Juniors, can Canada's defense keep up? Not sure how much you've been watching. Injuries to the Canadiens. Dante Fabro was hurt before the tournament. He just got back. Cale Clegg went down. Missed the last game. He skated today. He skated yesterday in practice. And then Jake Bean against the Slovaks there. Canada's 6-0 win. Jake Bean goes down, got hit awkwardly into the boards, came back. The scary play on that one's that Slovakian who's got his skate in the face. Ouch. Bloody cut there. Can't be fun. Jake Bean was down, though. Came back, returned, played the rest of the game. Didn't play too much, neither did Fabro. You know what, they kind of went with 4-5 D-men there, took it pretty easy. All in all, I think the Canadiens... You know, you have to have a healthy defense. You can't be rolling 4-5-D and win the tournament. There's no way you beat Sweden with that. There's no way you keep up with the Americans. Maybe they shouldn't have sent Josh Mahura home. Mahura cut from the team. After Fabro's injury wasn't cleared, they called Mahura back. And then on Christmas there, they sent him home again. That's tough. 19-year-old kid getting cut twice from Team Canada. World Juniors. I think for kids that age, that's almost everyone's dream. They don't really care about the NHL at that point. You just want to play in the World Juniors. You just want to represent your country. That's the biggest thing a lot of these kids will ever play in. Some of them might go on to do great things. But you know what it's proven in the past? They're still kids. They're going to make mistakes. They're not all NHL ready. Awesome tournament, though. Who doesn't love it? World Juniors, great time of the year. But I'll tell you who doesn't love it. Buffalo. That's horrible. Are you kidding me, Buffalo? And surrounding area, I mean, New York to Toronto. That is pathetic. The amount of empty seats that those kids have to play in front of. I don't know who's organizing this tournament. But that's absolute garbage. No other way to put that. You can't expect these kids to be motivated to play a game when they're playing in front of 5,000 fans in an 18,000 seat rink. Not actually sure how much Buffalo holds there, the Key Bank Arena or whatever. But it's still nuts. I think the Canadian game there the other night had 7,900. Probably one of the top... I don't know, I think that's one of the top attendances so far this tournament, and it's just been brutal. The American game. Go check it out on Twitter. I mean, hey, World Hockey Report, you gotta check it out. Some of those crowd pictures, absolutely brutal. Some of those afternoon games, they should have been hosting them in a smaller rink. That's the problem. They've got a couple of these games... Played in, I don't know, I think it's where Canisius plays. Not exactly sure of the name of that one. But they're trying to host 3 games a day at the KeyBank Center in Buffalo. 1, they're going to make the ice bad for the games that actually do matter. And 2, that's horrible. It's just embarrassing to watch. There's no atmosphere. Yeah, go check out those crowd shots on Twitter. Looking at them right now. Shout out Stephen Ellis. Give him a follow. Euro hockey guy. Doing great coverage of the World Juniors. He's at all the games. That's at Stephen Ellis NHL. Go give him a follow on Twitter. Crowd shot for the USA-Slovakia game. Looks horrible. Absolutely horrible. Just try to count the empty rows here we got. I would say about 8 sections have less than 50 people in them. Total crowd, there's 5,000 people there. I'm impressed. That's how pathetic it is. USA home game versus Slovakia proves to be the game of the tournament so far. It's been incredible. Incredible game that last 5 minutes. Probably some of the best in recent World Junior history. Last time the Slovaks beat the Americans was 2009, 5-3 in the quarterfinals. Well, beat them again. 2017, right in USA. Heart of Buffalo. But it's got to be hard for those kids. How are you supposed to get up for a game? You're pumped. You see what other teams play in. You see what the Russians, when they host the Swedes, the Canadians, they're playing in front of 17,000 strong, cheering, screaming fans. And what do you get? You get an empty KeyBank Arena in Buffalo. Brutal. Brutal is the only word you could probably use. I'm sure you could find some other words. Not too radio-friendly, though, for that. But it's been pathetic. Can't imagine. Funnier story from the week there. That rink guy. Putting the nets on. Not even sure why this is a thing or why it's happening. But while this guy is putting the pipes in the net, the Czechs and the Swedes come out for warm-ups. I don't know, the Czechs might not have seen him in the net putting the pegs on or something. One shot whizzes past his head. He's fixing the net again. They throw another shot at him. Goes off the net. They do apologize. I'm not sure if they didn't see him or what. Weird situation. Then he's skating off the ice, and one of the Swedes' rings went off of his shoulder. This isn't a player. This is a rink guy. No equipment, no helmet, I don't even think. Tough kid. Getting just beamed. It's one of those moments. Not paid enough for this shit. Feel bad for the guy, almost. Like, ooh. It's a rough day on the job. I mean, I get it, you get to watch World Juniors, but you also got guys beaming pucks at you. Goalies wear a lot of equipment. Rink rats, not so much. Other things. Interesting scenario now for the tournament. The relegation seemed almost clear that it was going to be Belarus and either Denmark or Slovakia. And you know what? Now there's a little bit of a competition. Belarus has played some teams to tight games. They got the Russians today. The Czechs pulled off a win. Usually it might be between the Czechs and the Belarus at the bottom. Or even the Swiss. And the Swiss are number 2 in Group B. Yeah, you heard that right. The Swiss are number 2 in Group B. As for Group A, kind of as predicted. A little bit of a toss-up there. There's 3 teams tied for 2nd right now with 3 points. All sitting at 1-1, the Americans, the Finns, and the Slovaks. Canadians at the top, and the Danes at the bottom. Denmark's having a tough tournament. Played a good game. Played a good game yesterday against Finland. They gave them a run for their money. I think it was a 4-1 final. Danes capitalized on a chance there. They looked to make it close. Goaltender played phenomenal. That Krog looked awesome in net. So now relegation. Who goes down? The Belarusians or the Danes? Or could it be someone else? Could Belarus pull off an upset today? Possible. Switzerland and Czech Republic both gave Russia a run for their money. I don't know. Statistically speaking, Belarus could have a chance. Very well. No doubt in my mind. If Belarus comes out firing, jumps on those Russians early, Could be an interesting one. That one's actually just getting underway right away here. Probably watch it as I record. Might as well watch a little bit of it. Old news for all you listening tonight. On 12 Ounce Sports Radio. The best sports radio, the best sports coverage. That's all fun. I mean, you gotta listen to some of those other shows. Hilarious. Love it. But of course, World Hockey Report with Cody Jansen. Thanks to everyone listening in. Great weekly update. Hockey news across the world. That's pond to pond, sea to sea, KHL to the NHL. And now, the most wonderful time of the year, World Juniors and Spangler Cup. All of that going on. It's a hockey lover's dream time right now. Back to the Canadians. Interesting debate here. Goaltending. Carter Hart or Colton Point in net? Colton Point, the Colgate goaltender, been playing great. Carter Hart, last year's starter, essentially, took Canada to the finals after Connor Ingram had a little bit of a hiccup, to say the least. Carter Hart, playing good. The Everett goaltender, Philadelphia draft pick. I think Colton Point is Dallas. Maybe don't quote me on that, I'm not even going to Google it. Colton Point, though, NCAA goaltender. He's looking good. Played the game against the Slovaks. Could he get two starts? Today, the Canadians played the Americans. Expect Carter Hart in net. I can't imagine Point getting the start. But then tomorrow, they got the Danes. Could Colton Point get another start? It's kind of rare. You see the goaltenders split. But as Canada found out last year, you need two goaltenders in this tournament. Or you could. You could very well need two goaltenders in this tournament. And I like Colton Point. He's big. He moves well. He battles. Yeah. Kind of some good traits in goaltenders there. Especially World Junior winning goaltenders. It's huge. I mean, look at Parsons last year in the States. Big. Calm. I know it was a shootout. Hard to say. Oh, a goaltender stole that one. I don't know. Carter Hart. Played all right against the Finns, a little bit shaky. Maybe not his best game. Kind of nerves. A little bit of nerves. First game of the tournament. A lot of pressure, a lot of expectations on him. Carter Hart versus Colton Point. Who do you start there? As for the Americans, I got the exact same problem. Probably a good problem to have. Two solid goaltenders. Joseph Woll versus Jake Oettinger. Another two-goalie tandem for the Americans. It's impressive. Both these kids can play. Both of them are top-end college goaltenders. I don't know. I thought Wool was the guy. You know what? He had a great first game. Did he have a bad game against Slovakia? Is that going to hurt him in the long run here? I think he loses his start today. I think they have to go with Jake Oettinger. They were planning on giving Wool this one. Give him three games. He's just right primed, ready to go against the Canadians. And what happens? They go and lay an egg against Slovakia. Upset. 3-2. That's crazy. I don't know. Not sure what's going through the American coach's head right now, but if it's me, I'm giving this one to Oettinger. I believe he's a first-round NHL draft pick, or a high draft pick, to say the least. Good goaltender, big goaltender. Solid this season at BU. Having a great season, of course. It'll be interesting to see who the Americans run with. But one thing's for sure, they need better goaltending than they had yesterday. Unacceptable against Slovakia. How about them Russians goaltender, though? Vladislav Sukhachev. When Russia could use a goaltender at the biggest time. He's got an .850 save percentage. 3 goals against. Not good. Not good at all for the Russians. They're having a tough tournament in general. Taking on the Belarusians this morning. I wonder how many people are going to be there. It's been horrible. Absolutely brutal in Buffalo. I try to be nice about it. Like, oh, maybe it's just a couple of first days, you know. Maybe things will pick up. It's been pathetic this whole week. Can't imagine it's going to be much better. I'm sure we'll see more pictures on Twitter. Might give him a retweet or something. something, whatever you do on Twitter there. We'll throw up a crowd shot picture. Belarusians, can they upset Russia? That's going to be an interesting one. Going on. Probably puck drop getting underway right away here. Did you guys watch that Canada-Finland game? The start of that game was nuts. Canada. Their first goal was actually mind-boggling. Don't get me wrong, Canadian here, not going to be biased. But I think this was it Kyrou? I don't remember who got that first one. Nonetheless, got a breakaway, went to his backhand. Goaltender made, oh no, he went off the post, went back off the goaltender. While that was happening, he ran over the net, pushed the net off, the puck went in, looked to be almost clearly, I mean, there's pictures of it that'll definitely prove my point here. But the net was off, and the puck went in after, and they still counted it a goal. That's the first game of World Juniors. Looked pretty clear cut at that shouldn't have been a goal. The refs gave it to him anyways. It happens. Refing. A lot of penalties, too. That first game was nuts against Finland. I mean, I think the Finns had like 8 power plays or something. Kind of ruins the game when you're seeing all these teams with power play chances. But yet again, no one's had a good power play other than Sweden. And if you want to pick a favorite for that reason, maybe you do have to go with Sweden. Their power play's been good. Harbour Center. Harbour Center is that other rink, as it comes up on my TV here. That's the other rink. And you know what? I like watching games there. It's small. It's not big at all. I bet you it doesn't even seat 2,500. But it actually looks like there's people there, and it looks like there's people who want to be there. Not this empty KeyBank Center, huge fancy rink. That's stupid. Love it. Love seeing them at the Harbour Center. But yeah, refs. What can you say about that? No one's ever got nice things to say about refs. I think end of the day, penalties, they're going to be the problem for some team. Whoever runs into the Swedes, you got to be disciplined. And you got to have a goaltending performance for the ages, because they are good. Nylander, Dahlin, Liljegren, they are a solid team. I even got that preview up there on World Hockey Report. I think that was my first vlog this week. Go back and check here. A bunch of players to watch. And you know what? If you read it, what did you think? Just a little bit of insight. Nothing too crazy on each of the teams. I really went with, you know what, a basic approach for all these teams. We might as well go off of it. We're already a few days in. We'll see what... See if I was right with that. I don't think I was too far off. Nothing too crazy at all. Some good performances, though. The Americans got them as a very skilled and experienced team. Tons of firepower up front. You can't give these guys a power play or they make you pay. Players to watch. Casey Mittelstadt for sure. Kyler Yamamoto started the year in Edmonton. 3 points through 9 games. Got sent back down to the dub. And he hasn't done anything in the dub. Nothing special there at all in Spokane. Not having a great start to the year. And in goal, I got them Joseph Woll. I still think he can be their guy. With that performance against Slovakia, I think he lost the net. I think Ottinger's got to come in. And if Ottinger can steal the show or play awesome, yeah, Joseph Woll could be enjoying the views from the bench. Outdoor game today. They're saying it could be in front of almost 40,000 people. That'd be more people than the whole tournament have seen. I don't know. 40,000 people? And what's this? They keep talking about it so frigid, cold and stuff. It's only going to be like 15 Fahrenheit or something. Come on. It's Buffalo. Doesn't this place get like 2 feet of snow every winter? 15 Fahrenheit does not seem that cold. I don't know. Maybe it's a Canadian in me. That's minus 9.4. Not even minus 10 Celsius. And they're saying this is frigid cold. Like, how are they going to play? I think they're even thinking about canceling the game or something. Like, I've seen on Twitter. Oh, game's still a go. Well, no shit, it better be. They've got this plan for so long, they've got 40,000 seats, and they're going to try cancel this because it's 15 Fahrenheit? What? Americans, eh? Great people. Great people, gotta love them. But minus 9.4 Celsius? That's borderline shorts and t-shirt weather in Canada. Gotta love them. Gotta love them. Did you guys check out that Canada-Finland game, though? That Calfoot diving save on the goal line. I'm sure it's up on our Twitter or something somewhere. If you haven't seen it by now, you gotta look it up. Ridiculous. Probably save of the tournament. Calfoot defenseman for Canada. The puck is rolling behind goaltender Carter Hart, and Foot just dives back with his arm, knocks it off the goal line. Ridiculous save. Easy to save the tournament. Nuts. And it was, I don't know, not even an inch away from going across the goal line. Calfoot with the save of the tournament. No doubt about it. As the Russians and the Belarusians get underway here, a couple of chances for each team early. That Belarusian goalie's going to have to steal this one, to say the least. Or the Russians just got to keep playing subpar hockey. Belarus, can you imagine if they pulled off an upset? Two upsets, back-to-back games at the World Juniors. Only two games going on today. The other one, of course, the Canada-USA outdoor game. That'll be great. One other tournament going on right now, if you haven't heard, Spangler Cup. Another exciting one, too. Spangler Cup's been great. Team Canada, kind of off to a slow start. Not in the sense, I mean, where you can really have a slow start in this tournament, two round robin games. But they got off slow against Mountfield, ended up having a great second and third period, came back, won that first one 5-3, I think, over the Czech Mountfield team. Then they went and beat DeVos, the host team. That's always like the game everyone looks forward to in the tournament. HC DeVos taking on Canada. Canada comes on top 4-1. A good offensive performance. But in net, Kevin Poulin was great. Poulin between the pipes. Him and Barry Brust have been good this tournament. I wonder who starts in the semifinals tomorrow. One quarterfinal game went on this morning already. A little bit bright and early. Mountfield, they beat Dynamo Riga. Or Dynamo. Dynamo Riga. However you want to say that. Latvian. KHL club. One of the bottom KHL teams. Loses to Mountfield. So Mountfield gets another shot at the Canadiens tomorrow morning. Should be an interesting one. Canada took that first one 5-3. Brust played a net for Canada. I thought he played good. I don't think he's going to get another start, though. I think Poulin's going to be the guy to go. Played better. Played great against DeVos. Thought that was awesome. In round robin, though, DeVos, they clobbered Mountfield 5-1. So Mountfield just picked up their first win of the tournament against the KHL club Dynamo Riga. And now they got to play the Canadiens in the semifinals. Two national teams in the tournament this year. Pretty cool to see. Team Canada. A lot of those guys going for Olympic spots. KHL's still up in the air if they're going to send their players or not. I think they've announced they will, but come on. If you trust a Russian, well, you deserve what you get. Could be great. Could be not so great. That's just the way it's going to be. Team Switzerland looking good, though. The other national team getting ready for the Olympics. A lot of good players there. You know what? I think people might be underestimating them a little bit. They've given some teams problems in the Olympics. I remember a couple of years ago. No, maybe it's 2010. A couple of years ago. Almost at 2018. Hey, Happy New Year. Won't talk to you till after the break. But you know what? Hope you had a good Christmas, too. A Merry Christmas. Wow. Forgetting a bunch of things here. Of course, NHL picking up. Can't wait till playoffs. Some of these playoff preview shows are going to be awesome. Last week we went over what would happen if the NHL playoffs started this exactly on that day. Give it a listen. Up on SoundCloud as well, World Hockey Report. You can check out all those old episodes if you missed one or two. Also, all these blogs coming your way, they're all on Twitter. Check them out on Twitter, or you can go on worldhockeyreport.com. check them out. All those blogs, we got a quick write-up here. Spangler Cup, Round Robin. That's done. Quarterfinals started today, as I said earlier. It was an interesting round robin. And you know what? I think the big reason why this was so interesting is because some of those World Junior games just were boring. Kind of put you to sleep. Best tournament in the world. But there was a couple of those games. The Sweden Czech one. They weren't exciting. Finland, Denmark. Meh. Denmark gave them a little run for their money. Nothing too crazy. The Americans blow up Denmark. Congrats. Big game for you. Only a couple of interesting ones so far. But you know what? Buffalo, that whole crowd, that really just takes the wind out of my sails. There's no atmosphere there. Even just watching the game, crowd's not into it. Even when the Canadian crowd's there, 5,000 fans. You can't make an impact in a rink that big. It's just lame. Lame. Lame, brutal. I don't know. Not too many words you can use for it. Not exciting, though, to say the least. And the Spangler Cup's been a roller coaster. Team Switzerland, not sure what to expect when you see them. They were kind of coming into this one as a team that could either do really good or really bad due to lack of chemistry. And they started off the tournament, they ran over Dinamo Riga 6-1. Then they shot out HPK Hamelina 4-0. The Finnish rep. Haven't talked about them much, but hey, they took two losses, including an overtime loss to Riga. That was a good game. Great game there, back and forth. HPK tied it late. Riga comes back, wins it in overtime. Canadians pick up a couple of wins there. As we said, Team Canada, they're facing Mountfield now, after Mountfield this morning beat Riga pretty handily, 4-1 there. I think they picked up the empty netter. But Mountfield's offense is looking pretty good. They put up 3 against Canada. Nothing spectacular. Don't get me wrong. 3 goals isn't the end of the world. Team Canada should be able to outscore them. But what happens if we can't? Semi-final upset to Mountfield? Mountfield's good. They're second. Second in the Czech Extraliga. I don't know. I can't see Canada losing. But it's going to be a great one. Tomorrow morning. Other semi-final. Switzerland. They're going to take on the winner of Davos and HPK. Davos clearly has more firepower, but crazy stat here. Will they have the legs? Third game in just over 48 hours, including a hard-fought one with Canada yesterday, 4-1 loss. But yeah, 3 games in 48 hours? These are pro games. These aren't no more initiation 20-minute halves. Yeah, what a stupid thing. Looking at the WSHL showcase, they're still doing 20-minute halves. How do you call yourself Junior A hockey? Doing that. That's stupid. Congrats, I guess. Hey, whatever makes you money. These are full-out pro games that Davos has been playing, and they got to play their third one against HPK. A Finnish rep, haven't had the tournament in their lives. They're not bad. They're not bad at all. Davos is at home. That home crowd's been raucous. What a tournament. 7 games so far, 7 sellouts. Probably an 8th one tonight as Davos is playing. Guarantee it's going to be packed. Crazy crowds. I've seen overtimes, some big hits, tons of goals. I think like average per game we've almost seen 6 or 5.5 goals a game. That's awesome. Love seeing that. A lot of motivated players. The pace has been really high. As I said, a lot of big hits too. Guys just, they seem to have that extra oomph out there. But they're all looking to crack their respective Olympic rosters. Players from all over. It's their year. You got a chance now. You might as well prove yourself. That's what they're doing. Great hockey, that Spangler Cup. Follow along. World Hockey Report, that's at World Hockey RPT on Twitter. Hashtag Spangler Cup, you'll see all my stuff up there. Been blowing up Twitter. This tournament is gaining popularity, and for good reason. I mean, as I said, World Juniors, couple of good upsets this year. But other than that, don't kill the messenger. It hasn't been as exciting as past. Big game today, though, that Canada-USA outdoor one. We'll be good to see. Not sure. Not sure how some of these teams will handle it. Outdoors, the offense, probably not going to be there, which is both of these teams' strengths. And the Canadians. Canadians got to worry about Can Carter Hart outplay whoever's in the American goal? He outplayed the Finns at Lukanen in net there for Finland. Carter Hart played well. Carter Hart did his job. They won. Couple of scary chances, though. Bunch of posts. I remember that. Crazy. Bunch of posts there. The Americans, their offense, I want to see how they bounce back. Tough loss, embarrassing loss at home against Slovakia. And now they got to bounce back and play the Canadians day after. I think it was about 17 hours after or so. I'm not good at math. Don't quote me on that. 17 hours, less than a day, less than 24 hours. Let's go with that. Less than 24 hours after they lose to Slovakia. And now they got to play the Canadians. It's going to be tough. But, I mean, tight games. Nothing gets crazier than the Spengler Cup. These guys are playing every day. Basically, I mean, unless you win. You win, you get that bye. That makes it so much more exciting. Is, you know what, the schedule is only determined on who's winning and losing. Makes every game something that these teams have to play for from day one. If you win that first game, you get the night off. Day off. Go hang out in Davos. Probably go crush a couple of barley pops. Maybe go skiing. I don't know. Do they go skiing during the Spengler Cup? That'd make it pretty fun. I don't know. Would you go skiing? Day off, Davos, Switzerland. Probably playing in, like, Siberia, Russia. Can't even go outside most days. I would. Make the most of that. A couple of good North American players, actually, in this tournament. Gotta highlight a few. Kind of a little bit in part with our players that we're watching this week. But for Davos, American players, Sam Lofquist, the University of Minnesota graduate, defenseman, playing for Davos this tournament, also playing all right. Brock Little up front, he's been impressive, the left winger from Yale. And you know what? He's been making an international name for himself because he's been playing on that American World Championship team 3 years now, 2012, 2016, and 2017. You've got to see him play a little bit. Hasn't played National Hockey League, but Brock Little, impressive player to watch in Davos. But he's been full-time there for a couple of years now. Exciting forward. I wonder if he'll get a chance in the NHL. I don't know, undersized, might be tough. Nonetheless, love watching him play right on the forecheck. The Americans, they got themselves a heck of a player. He's got to be on that Olympic roster, no doubt in my mind. Another forward on Davos, Jeremy Morin. He was drafted in the second round by Atlanta. LOL. The Thrashers. Classic, right? Any kids listening to this probably don't know who the Atlanta Thrashers are, but, well, they could be similar to those Winnipeg Jets. Or maybe they are the Winnipeg Jets. Nonetheless, Morin was drafted by Atlanta. Played in that development program. And instead of going from the U.S. national team, the development program, to college, took a different route, went to Kitchener, played in the OHL Kitchener Rangers, also spent some time in the NHL, 82 games across a few years in Chicago with the Blackhawks. Also, a couple other Americans, Danny Christo. He's in Dynamo Riga. How many times are you going to say that one wrong? He's injured right now, actually not playing in the tournament. Former assistant captain at University of North Dakota. He had 271 American League games. Couldn't crack the show, though. Danny Christo. Wish we could see him in Dynamo Riga. Not going to be playing, though. Sucks for him. Hey, get well soon. A couple of Canadians in this tournament. Dynamo Riga. Carl Stollery, the Merrimack grad, NCAA. 23 games in the National Hockey League. A couple of games here and there. Colorado, San Jose, and New Jersey. Big defenseman. Playing on the back end there for Riga. Brandon McMillan, the former Western Hockey League graduate forward for the Kelowna Rockets. I think he went to the Mem Cup with Kelowna, or a league championship, something like that. Brandon McMillan, ton of NHL experience for him. Played in Anaheim, Phoenix, Arizona, he's part of that transition. Last in Vancouver, 179 games in the show. Impressive, big pickup there for Riga. Some of those guys, though, you know what, you just might not be getting that payday in the American League. Go over to Russia. He doesn't even have to play in Russia. He's in Latvia. He's been in Europe for a few years now. 3 years, I think. Spent time in Germany, Russia, Croatia, now Latvia. Not bad places to live in. I'm sure he's getting a little bit better payday over there than he would in the American League. Maybe. Just maybe. I mean, good tournament, good season there. Get you another chance in the show. Very possible. Don't think anyone's going to be counting that out. Speaking of that show, the NHL, a lot of injuries. I know we mentioned that earlier. There's been some stupid, crazy injuries. Mark Scheifele, out 6 to 8 weeks with an upper body injury, went to the boards awkward against Edmonton there. I'm not sure if they're saying exactly. I think it's a shoulder injury or collarbone. Mark Scheifele out. The high-powered Jets offense taking a little bit of a hit there, as Scheifele did. Haha. Penguins, Chris Letang back on the IR. Maple Leafs recall Calvin Pickard. A little bit of goaltending problems there, McElhinney and Anderson. Toronto's been good, though. They ran over Arizona last night 7-4. An exciting one. Austin Matthews made his return to the desert, where he's made hockey oh so popular. He absolutely sniped on his old team there. Watched some of the highlights this morning. Austin Matthews, kid can shoot. He can play. Wow. Gonna be great. I used to think that there was no chance that you'd have an argument between Connor McDavid and Austin Matthews, but the more you watch this kid, I'm not saying he's better than McDavid, but he's up in that same category. There's a reason why these two were battling for that 1-2 spot. He can play. So can those Toronto Maple Leafs, though. Big 7-4 win, as we said. Other stuff going on in the National Hockey League. Corey Crawford, Chicago Blackhawks netminder, goes to the IR with a lower body injury. Hawks recalled Jeff Glass. Glass spent a bunch of years there over in Europe. I think he was in Minsk, in the KHL. Might have jumped around a little bit at the end. But he's back in the AHL now. I think he's kind of done with that European dream. Hopefully saved up some money or something from over there. The Hawks recalled him. Hope to see him in a game. That'd be awesome. I know he's a former Team Canada goaltender. Colorado, Tyson Barrie, out 4 to 6 weeks after hand surgery. Minnesota's got Zach Parise. He's actually, this is a positive one from the injury world, he's rehabbing from back injury all season. And he's going to have his first project here. Playing in the AHL with Iowa this week. Had surgery all the way back in October. Yet to play all season. Zach Parise will be a huge help to Minnesota. They're kind of struggling. NHL standings. Not having the best season of their lives so far. Dubnyk's been good though. Yet again. Always helps. St. Louis Blues. They're happy with their play. One of the top teams so far this season. They extend GM Doug Armstrong's contract 4 years. And one more good, positive story. I guess that contract was just kind of thrown in there random. Huh. Who did a show prep for World Hockey Report? Someone write them a letter. But whatever. Ryan Kesler, Anaheim Ducks, after he had off-season hip surgery. Kesler making his season debut against Vegas this week. And Vegas, wow, are they good. The Golden Knights are legit. There's a reason why they're sitting at the top in the West. They're just grinding out wins. I mean, nuts. Beat LA last night in overtime after blowing a lead late in the third. Scary one, to say the least. Vancouver, Brock Besser, the kid, continues his tear. 5-2 over Chicago. Florida got past Philadelphia 3-2. Tampa Bay, wow, are they good. They shut down Montreal's offense. They had three of their own on Carey Price. That was an interesting one. Drouin versus Sergachev. Two swamp for each other. Both having good seasons, though. Can't complain either way. I think Montreal's happy with the deal. I think Tampa is as well. Alexander Ovechkin. They got past the red-hot Boston Bruins. After Boston jumped out, I think Boston had like 2 goals in like the first minute or something. Crazy there. And one more. The late game. Watching that one late last night. Almost fell asleep during it. San Jose just got past Calgary in a shootout 3-2. Riddick played again for Calgary, and he played awesome. That Czech kid, spectacular. I don't even know why we signed Eddie Lack. Like, Who didn't know about this kid in the farm system? Had a great year in the American League. We didn't even give him a shot. Now he's coming up and he's being a solid backup goaltender. Exactly what you need. Picked you up a single point in San Jose. San Jose's not a bad team. They've been doing some damage in the playoffs. Calgary Flames, kind of finding their groove. I like it. I like it a lot. A little bit of college hockey still going on. A bunch of stuff there. Back to the books, and even the rinks, for some of these kids, I guess you could say. Few teams missing guys to start off this season due to the World Junior Championship. But who cares? I mean, how much does that affect those teams? Are they really... I mean, obviously you're going to be hurting a little bit. But it's not like the NHL where they don't want to lose a guy for 2-3 games. I think it's going to hurt their season or something. Maybe they're scared they'll get hurt. Think colleges are mad about that? Or you think they're proud to send guys off? I think you should be proud. I do not see any reason why guys like Patrick Laine, Puljujärvi, those guys should be getting held back. I don't agree with it. Don't like the argument. Oh, they could get injured. They're million-dollar players. They're kids. Let them play. You don't have to be a hero all the time. I don't know. My opinion. Not running an NHL team, though. Surprisingly. Not yet, at least. Do you think these kids should play? Let me know. World Hockey Report on Twitter. That's a World Hockey RPT on Twitter. Check us a follow. I want to hear it, though. Do you think the NHL, colleges, should be able to hold teams back? And if so, why can't major junior teams do that? Do they not want to? I'm sure some of those teams don't want to risk the injury. No one wants their top players injured, especially not for a non-league game, non-tournament. Doesn't affect any of their regular season clubs. But, you know what? Sometimes, money takes over. National Hockey League, it'd be fun. Teams like Finland getting guys like Laine and Puljujärvi, that'd be awesome. Be something else for sure. A little bit of college hockey, though, back on track here. Christmas time rankings all coming out. We're going to take a cool one. Look at some of those D1 and D2s. As for D1 hockey, I mean St. Cloud State's at the top. Denver was right before Christmas. Lost to Dartmouth. They only beat them 1-0. Split the weekend with them. That was embarrassing. They've still got Denver's number 2. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. When the new rankings come out, they got to be at a top 5. Notre Dame at number 3. Clarkson at number 4. I get Clarkson at number 3. I don't know. I like their defense over Notre Dame. I think head-to-head matchup, they're better. My opinion, though. Hey, a little college hockey tournament getting underway. The Catamount Cup, the holiday tournament, starts today. Burlington, Virginia. UMass Lowell starts off the day against Harvard. Later to come, Vermont and St. Lawrence. Then tomorrow, UMass Lowell gets St. Lawrence and Vermont gets Harvard. It'll be good. For Vermont, a couple of players to watch. Stefanos Lekas in net. He's been alright. Not a great record, but his save percentage for being 4-10-2, he's got a 9-12 save percentage. Hard to argue against that goaltending stats there. Ross Colton's got 12 points as well, and 10 of those are goals for Vermont. He'll be alright. Player to watch, though, if you are checking out this tournament. As for UMass Lowell, Herdberg's been good in net. I mean, 9-2 on the season, under 2 goals against average, 9-3-1 save percentage. Ryan Lowen's got 14 points. Riverhawks, probably one of the most dominant in-season tournament teams. You know what I mean? In-season tournaments, since 2011, they're 12-1-1. Maybe they just like playing in front of empty rinks, and I don't know. Hey, Catamount Cup, it's going to be exciting, for sure, to say the least. A couple of good players on St. Lawrence also. Probably watch Prichard up front, Joe Sullivan, Finkelstein on the point. He's going to be a good one. Interesting to see how St. Lawrence does. They lost their starting goaltender, transferred to Wisconsin last year. Kind of been tough defensive end for them. Tough season overall. Yeah, they'll be alright. Harvard, for a smart school, they just keep bringing in hockey prospects. They're going to be without Adam Fox, so World Juniors, as we were saying. But does it really matter to Harvard? Are they mad that they're not going to be getting Adam Fox for this tournament just because he's representing his country? Goaltending issues in Harvard, though. Michael Lackey started the last two. Before that, though, Eric Mattsson had a streak of 55 consecutive starts. The former Des Moines Buccaneer, I think he's a Minot Minotaur as well. I think he spent some time with it all there. Eric Mattsson had 55 consecutive starts. Michael Lackey came in. I don't know. Who's going to start? Madsen's been okay. 2.5 goals against average, 906 save percentage. They got Ryan Donato up front, 15 points. Riley Walsh on the back end's been good. Solid, good, smooth-skating defenseman. 8 points for him so far this year. I don't know. Harvard could be an interesting one in this tournament. I think it's got to be between them and UMass Lowell to see who wins. That's going to be your first game. Going on here right away is actually this afternoon. Recording. Friday, December 29th. Coming to you on 12-ounce Sports Radio. It's World Hockey Report with Cody Jansen. Winding down the end of the show here slowly. College hockey. It's exciting. You know what? Gotta give those. A little bit of D3 now. Let's get into some of those lower ones. Wrap up this show with stuff we don't really touch on too much. D3 NCAA. I'm not a fan of it. Don't even get me started on why I think NCAA D3 is a joke. But we don't need to get started on that. D3 rankings, though. St. Norbert, undefeated in regulation, sitting at number 1 on the season, 11-0-1. Adrian College, the Bulldogs, 8-1 on the season, tied with Oswego. Oswego? Oswego? Wherever. It's in New York. Unreal rink, though. Oswego's got a great rink. 8-1-1 on the season. They were 4th last week, jumped up one spot. Endicott at number 4, Trinity, rounding out the top 5. Interesting. D3 hockey there. Pretty good. I like those top schools. The bottom schools, it's way too flooded. They're starting to let any team in who can pay the bills. Yeah. We won't get started on that, though. Hey, those top D3 teams, you gotta give them credit. Those are the true college athletes. No scholarships there in hockey. Kind of a joke, right? Mind-baffling. Save someone money. Pockets money for others. D3 hockey, though. St. Norbert, number 1. Are they the clear favorites? Let me know. Who do you think's number 1? I mean, no losses on the season, but there's also teams like Trinity, Hobart, Hamilton, Oswego, Adrian, 1-loss teams. Are they going to have a chance? I don't know. What do you think of the divisions this year? Haven't been paying too much attention. Colby College rounds it out, and they've only played 8 games. 6-2 on the season. How do you really judge them? Not too sure. Let me know, though. World Hockey Report on Twitter. We already went over a bunch of players who I'm watching. No need to go over that again. CHL. Top 10 rankings. Back out. Major juniors. Kind of a shakeup. As you got, I mean, a ton of those world junior players are major junior players all across Western, OHL, QMJHL. Teams like Swift Current losing 3 guys. That's nuts. I mean, that's 3 of your top guys taken out of your roster, and you're still bound to play. I think Swift Current, unbeaten in their last 7 or so. Oh, never mind. They lost last night. They got thumped by Moose Jaw. They went on a 6-game heater or something without Manulin, Steenbergen, and Heponiemi in Finland. Ridiculous. Number 1, though, in the rankings, Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds, 29-3. They've been number 1 ranked for 14 weeks now. Just who we were talking about yesterday, the Moose Jaw Warriors absolutely pummeled the Swift Current Broncos 8-2. They're sitting at number 2 in the rankings, and the Broncos are still good. I mean, they're sitting at number 4 in the CHL top 10. Even though they got blown out, they're missing 3 of their top guys. They beat them the night before. I think it was 4-3 or 5-4. Shootout, comeback, winner, down 3-1. Yeah, heard it was a nuts game. Thought about going. Didn't watch World Juniors instead, of course. Come on. Who doesn't want to watch Team Canada over the Western League? Brandon Wheat Kings at number 5. Sarnia Sting, 25-8-2 on the season at number 6. A couple of Quebec teams now. Rimouski, the Oceanic. Drummondville, the Voltigeurs at number 9. Oh, I forgot number 8, I guess. Hamilton Bulldogs coming in at number 8. And Ren-Ren at number 10 rounds out that honorable mentions for the CHL top 10. Halifax Mooseheads get in there. Only 9 losses on the season for them. Pretty good season of work, I mean. Better record than Drummondville. But Halifax, honorable mention, the Barrie Colts and Gatineau Olympique round out the honorable mentions. CHL top 10. We'll get more into that once these teams get their players back. World Juniors are done. Exciting time, though. I mean, all these World Junior talent, they're playing against the best in the world. The best under 19, under 20 players out there. It's awesome. Russia's up 2-0 on Belarus right now. I guess that upset watch could probably end. I don't see Belarus coming back in this one. Not to count anyone out, but to use my brain, the Belarusians are done. I mean, their biggest game is that relegation round, just for them. Just to stay out of relegation, it's going to be huge. I think it's Kazakhstan coming up this year. Yeah, or next year. Vancouver Victoria 2019. The Kazakhs? Is that what you call them? Are they Kazakhs? Not too sure. Kazakhstan. Coming up, though, next year in Vancouver Victoria. Might have to make it out there. Can you imagine? Belarus versus Kazakhstan? Probably get more fans than they're getting in Buffalo anyways right now for an American game. Canadians love hockey. I guarantee you that rink in Victoria is going to be packed every night. No doubt about it. The World Juniors just can't not succeed. Montreal, okay, it was whatever, but that's Quebec. Quebec's different. Probably Canada, even. Come on. Canada's going to pack that rink. Just going through Twitter right now. We'll go through what's trending. I seen a funny tweet here by Andrew Hayes. The Russia versus Belarus game is at the Harbor Center. This entire tournament should have been there to make the crowds look less pathetic. Yes, 100% true. Crowds in this tournament have been brutal. Andrew Hayes, roast him. Love that. You might as well, come on. World Junior Committee, that's a brutal pick. Buffalo's been horrible. Another rip on Buffalo moment here is that 6 teams at the World Juniors have to dress at the Harbor Center. There's 10 teams in the tournament. 6 of them don't even have a dressing room in the same rink. They have to walk over to the KeyBank Center just for games. Seeing that, there's a video of it. Kids look hilarious. Full gear and shoes. Looks like they're getting ready to go to a Timbits game. Looks stupid. That Slovakian celebration, look at that. Looks like they won Game 7. Stanley Cup Finals. Incredible. Crowd shots. That's blowing up Twitter right now. That Buchek goal. Nuts. Buchek walks around 5 Americans. Goes around the net. And he does it again. In between 5. You gotta look at the picture. It's on World Hockey Report on Twitter. Go check it out. Buchek walks around 5 Americans, tucks it home past the goaltender, gets the Slovakians past the Americans. That was ridiculous. Spangled a cup right out there, right up. Got the round robin recap up. It's up on the blog, World Hockey Report. The Canadians, practicing outside. Another one, had to rip on that for the frigid cold. I don't know. Why are there so many trouble spots on the ice? They got cones and stuff out there. They never made an outdoor rink before. Who's making these calls? It's an outdoor game. Get the rink together. You should be able to make ice in -9 conditions. -9 Celsius. 15 Fahrenheit. Golden Point setup. That was making waves. Have you seen that? That's sharp. All black pads, Canada logo, Golden Point. Gotta be one of the best in the tournament for sure. No doubt about it. Rasmus Dahlin. I love everyone's covering their practices and stuff. Nasty shootout goal. Does a little no-no. Little fake shot, let the puck slide past his goaltender. This kid's good. Number 1 pick for sure. No chance. No chance anyone knocks him out of that top spot in the draft. Rasmus Dahlin. Easy number 1 overall pick this year. That's what's trending. World Hockey Report on Twitter. Keep up to date. Everything. Everything that's going on in the hockey world. You can find that at World Hockey Report. All on Twitter. Follow me. Cody Jansen, give me all the updates. Thanks for tuning in another episode of World Hockey Report. Friday, December 29th. Hope you're tuning in to that Canada-USA game, outdoor game. probably pathetic crowd out there anyways. Might as well laugh at that. But hey, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back same time, same place, 6 o'clock next Friday.